Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Did you look at those?
All right, let's get this party started. I don't know where Roger is. That just seems to be the theme this year. This season is, I don't know where Roger is. So let's just get it started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
And so it's nice to have everybody back in, except for Roger. Maybe he will pop in. Maybe he won't.
Where's Roger?
This is the joy of a party. Like, you will have a party scheduled, and you will have people who said they're going to come. And most of the time, especially if you're a really good party giver, if they tell you they're going to come, they're going to come because they're worried they won't get invited to the next one. But I don't think that's ever the chance with Roger. This podcast was his idea, so there's never going to be a time I'm not going to invite him in. He's got a lot of stuff going on in his life, so whatever. I just enjoy talking to you all. So for those of you, the first timers, we call you flies on the wall that are listening to our conversation. We are former lifestylers, former swingers. Some of us are still swinging. Some of us are right in between. I call myself semi-retired. I make about 3 or 4 parties a year. So I get to still tell stories and get to put my toe in every once in a while. A party being, yes, it's a sex party. And it's, yes, you have sex with somebody who's not your partner. So hence the Beyond Monogamy. For the last couple of seasons, last season we tried the format of song, story, word. So I don't know, Professor, if you have anything for us today. You want to start?
Do you have anything,
Barbie?
No.
Barbie,
I failed the assignment.
I have all kinds of things tonight for us.
Okay.
So good. First of all, excuse me. I have a sex word. Imagine that.
Oh.
And this is called the Singapore grip.
The Singapore grip. Why would you call it Singapore? It's down under.
You think it's like holding on to your nuts while you're...
Hold on to the nuts. Oh, here comes Roger. Hang on.
All right. Speaking of hold on to the nuts.
Speaking of holding on to the nuts in a Singapore grip, here comes Roger.
So, and it has to be nothing like that, the way the professor was laughing.
Right.
Like,
Roger,
way off.
Roger, he's muted, but he can hear us. If you're there and you want to talk, Roger, the word that we're trying to discuss and figure out is, what is a Singapore grip? I'm thinking it's when a woman is playing with your balls and then she gets ready to come and she just latches on to them like really hard. Like, you better make her come or she's not going to let go of your balls. How's that one?
I think it's a blowjob. I think when you got the balls and then as soon as he starts to shoot, you just give it the squeeze.
Not hard.
I'm going to go with when you hire a hooker and she puts one of those Chinese finger traps in her pussy, and you slide it in like, and like you're like, this feels different, but you're still so intrigued, and then you just can't get out.
Wait.
How close was I?
Wait, I got one more. So it's you're fucking the yoga instructor who's done so many Kegels that when you put that dick in there, she does that Kegel and she's not gonna let it go.
Oh, you're close, Janet.
Okay.
This word, the Singapore grip, takes soaking. Do you remember the words when we talked about soaking in season one, maybe?
Because I hated that when somebody did that with me. That was just bullshit.
Takes it soaking to a whole new level. So what a Singapore grip is when a woman uses her pelvic floor muscles to rhythmically stimulate a man's cock while both remain still.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that years ago. From a female standpoint, I do it. It's kind of cool when the guy, when you first apply the Kegel and you see their eyes pop a little bit, that's a lot of fun, okay? Because then you're like, I'm powerful. And so then you get to do it some more. But I got to
Wonder Woman.
That whole soaking thing of, I want them to at least try to rub across my clit while I'm doing that. Because if you're just laying there and having me do all the work, I'm not a happy camper.
Right.
Yeah, that's another Kodak moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It might look good in pictures, but
I don't even think this is good in pictures. How can they see that she's doing Kegels on it unless they have a camera like deep up inside? And is there some porn somewhere that has a camera inside of her?
There probably is. Yes.
Really? Yep.
Probably Dino
internal cameras. Watching the dick come in and out from the like they have those shots in the movies where they open the refrigerator and you're in the inside of the refrigerator. Are you inside the pussy? So that
I've seen them. I've seen
really?
you see the cock sliding in and out of the pussy, and then you see him ejaculating.
Is that exciting to some people? Really?
It must be. I ran across them going like on the medical side. Even I'm going why. No, that was not exciting at all. Just, if I want to see somebody come, I'll just pull out and spray all over. Hell, you're getting a facial tonight, honey.
What if it's Saturday morning and you're up and all of you, your dick's hard too, and you just roll over and slide it in, and she doesn't wake up, and
she's gonna wake up,
and you're
she's
just like
gonna wake up. Okay,
anytime that's in the movies when they
leave it in and lay here and scroll Instagram. I mean,
that's to me is boring.
Yeah,
okay, if that's her. If I'm that person that's laying there and you just slip it in there and then don't do anything with it, it's being like, what? Do you think I needed a pacifier today? No, I don't need a pacifier. Okay. No, I need some action.
That's like how it feels.
You go, are we doing it or are we not? Come on.
Okay, wait. If you rolled over, popped it in there, and then started sucking on the back of my neck and around all the erogenous zones and teasing me and being like, I'm not going to move. I'm just going to tease you to death. Okay, that's great. Okay, I'm in. That's good. If you're doing the whole kissing and all that other stuff.
The Kegels would be a fly.
Yes. It would be my goal to make you move that thing. Okay, so it would be the battle, and it'd be the back and forth, and it'd be like, I'm going to make you move. You're not going to lay there, dude. You're going to move.
Squeeze it.
Slide it in nice and gentle and lean in with that hot breath and be like.
Yes. Oh, my God. On the back enchanté. Of the ear.
Oh, on
the back of the ear and the neck doing that.
Wee. Sweetheart.
Yeah, yes. you can make the neck hairs stand up big time doing that. Woo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yep. That's real sensitive.
Yeah. You know, you start and then just muttering stuff and don't lie to me though. Don't say you're so beautiful in the morning, because I know I'm not. Okay.
Exactly.
What you can do is say, I have been dreaming about this all night and I could not wait to put it in. Okay, then we're good.
Yeah. Or, oh God, I love your pussy. Okay, that one's always okay,
a there you go. Oh God, I love your pussy is very honest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or my dick loves your pussy. That's very honest. You know, uh-huh. But if you give me the bullshit of, I can't wait to kiss you in the morning. I know there's morning breath. Come on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to you making me breakfast after this is over.
Oh!
Is that too honest?
Probably not what you want to say.
No, but
that's called coitus interruptus right there. So,
for everybody except for me, okay? Because that's a turn-on call to me. Because I love to cook. And I love when a guy says that he wants to eat whatever it is that I'm cooking, okay? So I know Roger thinks I'm lying. He's shaking his head back and forth. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Okay? Of all things, I never guessed that would be the turn on.
If you said to me, oh my God, I can't wait to eat your waffles or your pancakes or whatever else it is that I make, that's a turn on for me, y'all. Now, okay, if you said I can't wait for you. I can't give you a vacuum cleaner or something. No, I don't think so.
I love when you make me blueberry pancakes after.
Oh, yeah, coffee. There you go. Yeah. This is good. I already been tingling there.
No, I love that standing rib roast you made with the roasted potatoes and the sauteed mushrooms.
I got to tell you, people, that food can be a love language. I'm just saying, you know, make me
agree. I agree. Yeah, I agree. I didn't mean to interrupt, Steve. You know, birthday's coming up, and here flew this, just scrolling, and flew this just a post about Nothing Bundt Cakes, and they had a banana pudding little Bundt Cake. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to make this simpler than it's ever been. All I want you to do is go get this thing and come home and just sit on my dick and feed it to me.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Now, there's a gift.
You went a totally different way than I was thinking.
Me too.
I was thinking it was going to go on. The butt cake was going to go on around the dick and you could eat it off of there. Yeah. I was like, can I have some peanut butter and chocolate sauce?
Well, to keep the word trend going, I was like, you know what? We're going to need two, because we're going to get some splashing.
I was say, I was going to splashing.
My man.
I'm all for that.
That changes it from nothing but cakes.
Yeah, nothing but cake.
I'm all in. Caution to all the listeners, public service announcement, be careful not to get this stuff inside, because we don't want that bacteria inside making bad things happen in there. So
sugar feeds bacteria. Yeah. Yep.
Keep the sugar away. But so. Right. So, I didn't mean to take this all into my, that food is my love language, but she learned some more secrets from me.
Nothing wrong with that.
It is. Okay. So you have a story, I hear.
I do. Now, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to preface this. I'm going to ask the three of you a question. And when I tell you the story, I don't want you to answer. I just want you to think about it and then answer it after. You're done, after we're done with the story, okay? The question is, why at 42 years old are you having sex in a car?
Oh, I've got an answer.
Okay, and this came from a nationally known newspaper. A couple were having sex in a car. They had parked at a scenic overlook in a town called Venda Nova, in Brazil.
Okay.
All right, don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties?
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
Moments moving from inside the car, they'd gone to a scenic overlook. Moved from the car, led it to tip over the rock face and fall 300 feet below.
Oh!
Oh! They got way too close to the edge.
The vehicle fell, and then it fell another 1,000 feet when one of the bodies was found.
Oh.
And they said, so my question is, why, you know, I thought that was crazy, but talk about, you know, a new meaning to hitting bottom.
Oh, oh, <You know? laughs> oh,
this is one of those good, bad things. Good, bad, good sex, bad sex. That's totally bad sex the way it ended.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. You know,
I can come up with three different reasons.
Yeah, well, go for it. I can too.
Well, but hang on. But with the car shaking, and a lot of the cars in Brazil and Europe are manual transmission.
Yeah, okay. Man, just
so you know. So there again, they hit that. You know. So and my funny joke was, with the car shaking, I guess maybe he is hitting bottom more than once before hitting bottom again. So
yeah, I hope it was a hell of an orgasm.
Whew. Yeah, but I'm going, holy moly. Yeah, must have been. I hope so. But she was 42.
Yeah.
And he was in his 20s, and she had kids.
Oh, and this was, that also changes the reason.
Yeah, this is on a Monday afternoon.
Okay, well, sure. That changes reasons. So, my initial one was they're the same age. So, I immediately went with, you have teenage kids at home who will not give you any privacy, so you got to fuck in the car. Okay.
Me too. That's Bingo. Exactly That's what one. I thought.
Or mother-in-law is staying over and she has given you no space and doesn't even know what a locked door means. Okay. And so you're avoiding mother-in-law. Okay. I went with that right. One. Third one is you are just totally turned on by the threat of being caught. So to liven up your sex life, you went from the bedroom to let's do it in the car like we used to do long time ago at the lookout point or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you gave me the age difference, that's different. That's teacher-student stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's pool afternoon boy stuff. Delight. That's afternoon delight, right. Fucking the pool boy so that you can get away with it, cheating on somebody most likely, whatever.
Well, exactly. And number four, my thought was they can't go to hotel and use a credit card.
Right.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know, so yeah. But yeah, I agree with all those. Exactly.
But I think there is something, even if you're, you know, a couple and you just kind of get off on, you know, let's do this in a scary place or, you know, maybe somebody else.
Place. I
mean, well, you know, it's like we've all talked about in the past, you know, having sex out in public.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so yeah, it's sort
it's
of
a rush. It's
yeah, a rush. It is.
Table roadside, yeah, I've done that.
Yep.
Ooh,
cemetery. Been there, done.
Cemetery. We heard that one. That was another podcast. Y'all want to go back to season two? And there's one in season two about it. The sex in the public places.
Sex in the cemetery.
I was going with you. You're going to a movie, and we're contemplating: do we go tonight? Go tomorrow night? And you mixed up the times, and it starts later tomorrow. So when you get there, you actually have like an extra 45 minutes to an hour. And like, what are you going to do?
Just go knock off a little.
What do you think? We got just enough time.
Oh, no. You know what?
I'm just kind of simple minded.
It was hot and heavy, and that's how they got either the gear knocked out, or they had to get it over with fast, and he was just a pumping away, and he's a 20-something, and she's just in heaven, because she's at her sexual peak, being 40-something, and he's at his sexual peak. It's like, and the earth moved under their feet.
There's a five-minute recovery time.
I'm going to take you back to my high school days and manual transmission. There was a guy, he was a playa, and he had a manual transmission. He had renovated it so that it was shaped in a certain way that he would have girls, you know, pleasure themselves on it. That was his part of his thing.
Wow.
And that he had a reputation for doing that. Now, I personally was not at the point where I am now in my lifestyle. Okay. But part of me thinks if I could go back and I know what I know now, I would have totally jumped in that car and jumped on that stick. Okay.
Did anybody want to watch? Other than me. Anybody want to watch? Come on over.
Come on over
and watch. Yeah. But leave your contribution jar.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So are we done with stories?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And words? Roger, did you have a party? Did you have a party around Valentine's Day?
Yes.
And how was it?
It was really good. The normal big party got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That I talk about every 2 months, mm-hmm. and they had some family stuff, but there was a few of us that got a text like, "Hey, we're putting together a small group. You guys want to come over?" And we're like, "Oh, woo, yes!" So, you know, sometimes small groups just hit.
There are advantages and disadvantages to the small group. The disadvantages, if one of the couples is on the do not fuck list. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you try to not have that happen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the puppy dog doctor was at our party. Nobody wanted to fuck him. I always got stuck fucking that guy because everybody wanted his wife, so we had to invite them both, and he was the do not fuck guy. So in a smaller party, he's a lot harder to avoid.
Yes, you're right. You are right.
Right. When you're going to do that, we've talked about it before. It's on the host. It falls on the host to connect the right people.
Yes, it does.
And that's what makes it or breaks it. And this time this was all like, I don't know, you could just call it the usual suspects, the group that's most familiar with each other. And so instead of a house full of people where you're talking maybe 25 couples, this was down to, it was less than 10, I'd say seven or eight.
Oh, that's nice group. That's a nice group.
Yeah. So nice.
That sounds like a good group.
A lot of fun.
But I'm just saying,
a lot of fun.
In my head, I had three tiers of invitees. The first tier was, oh my God, everybody loves them. Nobody's going to have an issue with them. In fact, they're going to be really happy when they show up and this couple is here. Okay. Those were easy. That was the usual suspects. You were inviting them. The second tier was, one of the two, the couple was iffy, you know, had issues or whatever, or somebody in that second group may not get along with one of your standard first tier people. Okay, you don't, like, I wouldn't have a problem with them personally, but let's see if I had Barbie and her husband invited, maybe Barbie would have a problem with them. And so then I would have to explain to her, I invited such and such, but you don't have to play with them. I'm sorry, we were trying to make the numbers. Okay, so that's your digging into your second tier. The third tier, that's what Big Dig Donnie would do. We don't even have a clue about these people. We're going to invite them to a small party and just hope that we wing it, and because we're lucky and all sex is good sex, and so let them come.
Yeah.
And let us watch their head explode, and not necessarily their cock, but their head.
You know, and that is so true. It's... we go to a party, and this couple, they invite tier three people, never vetted them, never met them. They join their private Facebook group. Oh, yeah, we're having a party. And we go, no, sorry. We don't know where they're from. Are they from our hometown? Are they from this area? Do they know us from work? What, you know? So we just say, no, you know, we're not going to do that. So, but I will tell you, Janet is correct, and I know this for a fact, because I don't know what tier we're in, but we had...
I'm sorry, we're all first tier. That's hot.
I know exactly what, that's pretty easy. I know exactly what tier you're in.
I know. So
Hall of Famers?
It was the Hall of Famers. But what is so funny is the husband of someone who is in, I'd say, group two, tier two, every time Janet and Fabio had a party, he'd make some snide comment to me. Huh? Well, I'd finally gone to Janet, and I said, hey, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, I have no problem. I said, this is what is happening. I said, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be very gentlemanly. I will not say a word to him. But I just want you to know, I'm tired of him doing it, so I'm just going to avoid him. Guess what happened? They were never invited back.
Yeah.
I'm going, yeah. Oh, wow.
If they're not really hot fuckable, because there's some people that I would go, nah, you have to get over it.
Yeah, you gotta suck it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. If it would be Beauregard or somebody, okay.
Yeah. You gotta suck it up for an hour.
If you'd say Bo is doing this, or Baby Boy from NC, it really pisses me off because of the stuff he says to his wife. Because of the stuff he says to Elle. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't care.
Tough shit. Get over it.
Don't listen. Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Right. And it'd be like, well, make sure you stay out of that room because they're still coming. There are those people that they're and yes, we should call them Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers are not even in the first tier. They're just always if you've ever listened to, I would love to have Crimson.
We would love to have her again.
Have Crimson and have her come to a party. She would be a Hall of Famer that I would just invite just because.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But so that first tier, but the second tier people. So I'm assuming, Roger, that all those people that came, they were all in this group and everybody liked everybody.
Oh, yes. Yep. And there was kind of one newer face, which we've kind of talked about, you know, a one degree of separation. And it was just that I hadn't seen him. I could go on and on. This girl was like just the right thick, and fuck, it was driving me crazy, but I stayed busy and didn't have a chance to pursue it. But I'm not saying I left anything on the table either. if we didn't have a subject tonight, you guys know I've kind of been trying to get in this sailboat thing, and we're gonna move on to the sailboat, and so we started digging around. Like, surely there are lifestyle people that do this, and so we found a Facebook group.
Of course. So
found one, the one of probably many. But they had a post, and so just everybody can weigh in here. And let me finish it. So what's the main rule that you never break when you're playing? And we've talked about this, and this kind of goes to somewhere not as fun, because you know people just put their foot down. But it says one you can never follow.
I know my answer to that easy.
So who wants to weigh in first?
I'll do it. Go ahead, Barbie.
No, go for it. I want to hear yours.
The main rule is if that no means no. Okay, if you say no, it means no. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't keep
that was
going.
That was a very common comment.
It is no means no. Okay. Yeah. The one that I break the most is if I am restricted as to when to take off my clothes and when I can play, I'm breaking that rule. I'm just breaking it. Don't tell me that I can't, that I have to wait until 8 o'clock to fuck. Okay. And then don't tell me that I can't take my clothes off when I want to take my clothes off. Okay. I'll break that rule every time. Just because that's me.
Yeah.
ask D, because me and D did it and got thrown in the corner for it a couple of times.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my goodness. Little chastised for getting naked early.
Yes. And fucking early. It's like, what?
Oh.
You know, oh, I know.
Yeah, all these people crazy. That have to have this, you have to introduce each other and we all have to get along. And then at 9 o'clock, it's
Kumbaya.
All going to start. No.
Kumbaya.
No.
Yep.
No.
And then part of me, if you say to me, there's no fucking in this certain room. There's part of me that wants to grab a guy and go fuck in that room right then. Okay. Just because you told me no. Because
you're one of those. You're one of those.
Barbie, rules are meant to be broken.
Yeah, but then I follow some of them, like that one I would follow.
Yeah.
That's
like, we have one rule at for our house parties, and we have two nice leather club chairs, Chesterfield club chairs. And Elle made the rule, no squirters.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah. So, but, and that's all, you know, so if you want to fuck in there, you're welcome to fuck in the chair. Just don't be squirting. You know, squirters are off limits. So, yeah. Right. Those rules of, well, you have to wait till 8 o'clock to do this or 9 o'clock for, you know, I've been in trouble for that too. So.
And I have to say, I know that they do these theme parties and stuff, but then they want to do games.
Like, oh my God.
I am not here to play games.
I refuse to play games at the house.
Oh yeah, me too.
I refuse. I said, no, I said, I will go grab a lady and we'll go fuck. I refuse to do it.
I'll go get another drink. Like, I'm going to go over here.
It'll get Lola mad because I know that she's listening and she likes to play games. And so when she has a party, she likes to play games and then likes to limit when people go back. But I also don't get in trouble because she knows this about me. In the middle of the game, if I'm not happy with it and it's boring, I'm going to go back and fuck. It's going to happen.
The only time I've seen, and I wouldn't qualify this as a game, but the host managed to get everybody at the party involved when it was a guy's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sat in a chair and had to take his pants off. All the other guys at the party had to sing happy birthday, like in a loop while each woman went by.
Okay, that's not a game. That's just fun time.
That was fun.
That's still fucking.
And then, the party,
I'm talking about truth or dare stuff, or let's pull these cards right out and go kiss somebody that you didn't normally kiss, and all that other stuff. Oh, shut up! This is not college.
We had
stuff.
well, we did that. We had to play Giant Jenga at a party, and this coincides with a tier three couple. So I pull my Jenga, and it's motorboat some a woman. Well, I don't do that. That's not my thing. So I did the reach around. So I grabbed her. I pulled her dress up. I'm kissing her neck, playing with her breast, and fingering her pussy. And there's a couple I'm looking. I get done looking. Their eyes are like the size of saucers. Just so happens, right afterwards, it's Elle's turn. She grabs a Jenga and says, suck somebody's cock. So she goes, grabs the host. He's a black guy. And sits down, has a huge dick on him. She starts sucking his cock. The couple sees this. They're up and gone in 10 minutes. They're on the phone texting each other. We can just
consider that a win. Get the hell out of here.
In 10 minutes, 10 minutes are gone, and they are out the door. Yeah. So, you know, that's the one time playing games was fun.
The guys text to the wife, I've got the worst luck. I'm not blowing a guy. I'm not sucking a dick. We're out of here.
God. You know, I have to ask, but I've had that same situation. I mean, we had a person that left his date here at our house, right, and they didn't even know us.
Right.
But you have to wonder, how did you get even as far as you did? Like, you went to a sex party. You went to a swingers party.
Yeah.
And then you were stunned. You saw something.
One of the two people convinced the other one to go convinced them to go past their boundaries and said, it's going to be a fun time and it's not going to be that bad and blah, blah, blah. And then when they got there, you know, and maybe the host or hostess, if you were playing a game, had said, oh, we're going to have, it's going to be light touching. That's why when I'm at a party, especially a bigger party, and I sit down, like we were at a bigger party, we're at the hot tub. It was a Halloween party. We're in the hot tub. We sit down. We introduce ourselves in the hot tub to this other couple, and they turn to us and say, we're soft swap. Okay. Then Fabio and I just get out of the hot tub and go into the house.
Yeah,
that's it for me. I don't care. Don't give me the soft swap. For those of you that are newbies, soft swap means that there's no entrance. You're going to do blowjobs, you're going to do oral, and maybe not even any kissing, but there's no entry. It's like, forget it. It's not really sex.
I'll never forget that about somebody wanting the partner to get into the lifestyle. And at one of your parties, the husband had wanted the wife to get into it. Mm-hmm. Well, so she started, she ended up playing with Detroit Dan.
Yep.
And he says, I may have overthought this.
He said, I may have opened up a big can of worms.
I knew something like that. Yeah.
I said, you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube, honey.
Nope.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's pretty good conversation. I think that's enough for us to end on that note today. Thanks to all the flies on the wall who decided to come and listen. If you would like to comment on some of the stuff we're talking about, or you have questions for us, or if you would like to join the show and would like to be an anonymous voice on the show, just reach out to us. The website is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. That's all smashed together, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You can email Roger. You can email me. Shoot us a note. And we'll try and answer it. This is also the place to tip our producer. Mandingo is the producer, and he does an excellent job. He does not get paid for it at all. He does it on his own time. He's the one that designs those funny commercials that are in the middle of these podcasts. Oh my God, if you have not listened to those, or if you've listened to them and thought that's a real product, maybe someday it'll be a real product based upon the fact that he made such a badass commercial. So go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And I hope that for the next podcast that you guys come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. And we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.